It's a whole thing, like making sure you work out, doing your skin routine. Am I a wrinkly bag of dog shit? Are my roots showing? I don't think men, that doesn't even cross their minds.
No, I feel like they have no insecurities, and I have all the insecurities. Welcome to Egg's Most Okayest Farm Girls. I'm Annalise.
And I'm Courtney. Grab a drink. We're here to help.
I'm just so frazzled today. We just got back from vacay, and I'm trying to get organized because tomorrow I'm heading to Kansas to speak, and I just feel like there are a million things going on, and I quite literally have 100 tabs in my brain open, and I don't know which one to focus on.
Yes, I feel you. The kids are home from spring break, so, you know, Aaron gets to go to his job and have peace and quiet, but I still gotta work even though they're home, and so I've just been taking them along for the ride, and my brain, it hurts.
Right? I feel like men don't understand how many things I think about. Like, Tom can just focus on one thing at a time. And I'm doing one thing, but I'm worrying about the next thing. And there's so many things to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So many things. Like, I made a list of all the ridiculous things I think about. So let's go through them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, meal planning. I love to meal plan. I love to cook. So it's not that much of a burden. But I'm always planning a meal that, one, I got to make sure everybody in the family likes it. I want to make sure there's a protein and there's a vegetable. I try to make it fit into my macros, and I'm also thinking about, okay, do I have enough time to make that meal depending on what activities are going on in the week? You know what I mean? Like, all these things come into play just for me to plan a meal, where Tom would throw a couple hot dogs on a plate and be like, here, you're fed, you're good.
Yeah, meals, that's also on my list. It's just the bane of my existence. Really?
Yeah.
I just hate it. Like, making sure you have food in the house.
Yes.
And then planning what you're like, I feel like it always falls on me. Like, Aaron helps like with meals and he'll cook. But as soon as he comes home from lunch, like, he'll be like, what are we doing for supper?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to even think about that right now. I have 1 million tabs open. Like, I cannot compute.
I worry about that, or I worry about how many steps I'm getting in a day. Am I doing enough to take care of myself? Am I drinking enough water? Have I gotten a gallon in today? Because God forbid if I don't, I might die. Like, why do these things feel like I make it a big deal, but it doesn't have to be? Like, the world will go on if I don't get my steps in, you know?
Right.
But I just stress about it.
Well, that's similar to something on my list too, which I named body maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing, like making sure you work out, doing your skin routine. Am I a wrinkly bag of dog shit? Are my roots showing? I don't think men, that doesn't even cross their minds.
No, I feel like they have no insecurities, and I have all the insecurities. I mean, I'll worry about what the back of my head looks like, you know? Has Tom ever wondered what the back of his head looks like? Probably never, ever.
Never.
These are the things I think about.
How do we make it stop?
I don't know. I mean, Courtney, I worry about, have I checked in with myself enough, like at the doctor? Do I need to be getting a mammogram? When's the last time I had a physical? Am I growing cancer inside of myself right now and I don't even know it because I haven't had a checkup? Like, I just start spiraling.
Meanwhile, Aaron just saw a doctor for the first time in like 10 years, maybe longer, 15 years. They don't give a shit about any of this.
No, I worry about me and Tom's love life. Like, if we're not, you know, banging enough during the week, if we're in a little bit of a dry spell, then I'm like, oh my God, are we disconnected? What's going on? Is our relationship still good? You know, I start spiraling with that. I worry. And he is like, it's fine, Annalise. It's fine. And I'm like, I don't know. Could be better.
Man. Why do our brains do that?
I don't know.
I want quiet. I want it to just be quiet.
And then, you know what happens? The second it is quiet, what'll creep in is a memory of something you did 5 years ago. And you'll start having anxiety about that. Like, I can't believe I said to the cash register, like, you too. Or, you know, like, come again, you too.
Or when they say enjoy and you just bought food and you're like, you too.
Yeah. Like I'll worry about dumb things that happened years ago. There should be an off switch. I don't know how to turn it off.
A major other thing that I worry about is gifts. Doing all the gift buying, making holidays and birthdays special.
Yeah.
Planning Easter, like just scheduling.
I know. I wonder, like, if I didn't do these things, what would our life be like? We wouldn't go anywhere or do anything. Tom's not going to plan Easter. The kids wouldn't have Easter baskets. They wouldn't know Easter baskets existed.
Right. You would not see your friends. You would not see your family. There would be no gifts. Birthdays would be interesting.
Yeah, they might be different from year to year. Which day the birthdays happen.
We should make our husbands do a birthday completely, like not help at all and just see what happens.
They'd probably, you know, be working on getting the driveway cleared or cleaned or nicely paved, because those are the important things when guests are coming over. Clean the gutters.
Vacuuming the attic.
Oh, I feel like we're just giving the husbands a hard time, which we shouldn't. Tom is, like, right now, he took the kids so that I could try to chill and do this podcast. But as you can clearly hear, guys, I'm not chill. But no, I don't know. Like, not that any of the things we do have to be done or a certain, you know, are so important, but why do they feel like the weight of the world on my shoulders?
It's just the thoughts are there and they're taking up space. And there's so many.
So many.
I don't want to rag on my husband because, like, he does help. It's just that our brains are wired differently. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm envious of, I don't know, his brain. Like, just, it's simple.
I did find, I researched this a little bit, and men and women's brains are a little bit different. So women are often more apt at retrieving information from long-term memory, while men may have an easier time juggling items in working memory. Women's brains are more emotional, and men can do more of the, like, cognitive type work.
Yeah.
I just want to care less.
Right. I actually did some research too, and that's what I came up with also. And just that we, like, process here. I'll read you what Northwestern Medicine said.
Okay.
In addition to brain processing patterns, men and women have different brain chemistry. While both process the same neurochemicals, they process them differently.
Oh.
For example, serotonin, which is connected to happiness and depression, does not process the same in women. And this could explain why women are more susceptible to anxiety and depression.
Interesting. Ugh, it's just hard being a lady, you know?
It really is.
Anytime we talk about topics like this, I want to offer some sort of advice for the listener. Like, I want to help solve your problems, guys, but I got nothing.
We don't have the answers.
I don't know what to do.
You help us.
Yeah, I worry about too many small things. I do find that if I make a list, that helps. Like, if I write it down, it seems a little less daunting than just floating around in my head. I know the other thing that is currently driving me nuts is that this house is a disaster. And when my surroundings are a disaster, my head is a disaster. So until I get this house organized, like, it's hard for me to do anything else.
Yeah. I feel like we've maybe overcomplicated our lives with the amount of stuff that we bring into our home. It's like, because it gets so disorganized so fast that I just want to get rid of everything that's not, like, our favorite things.
I feel you. We got a Marie Kondo this bitch. What is her name? Is it Marie?
No idea.
You know what I'm talking about? The feng shui?
Are you trying to say Taekwondo? Or feng shui?
No, it's, I think that's her name. The lady whose whole mentality is like, is it bringing you joy? If not, throw it away.
She's a minimalist.
Yes. Just get it on out of here.
That's how I feel.
Women's brains are crazy, but you know what? Bitches get shit done. We're getting the things done, guys. Even if you're out there feeling frazzled like we are right now, you're doing great things. You're a good human person, employee, friend. You just can't do it all.
Right.
Sometimes you have little mild anxiety attacks like I'm having right now today.
this episode is really like perfect timing because it's right during spring break amongst the chaos. So
everyone's just losing their shit.
Aaron gave me the best advice ever. And he said, when I was, you know, going over everything that was stressing me out and all the tabs that are open, and he just said, I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh.
I wouldn't worry. Just don't worry.
It'll be fine. Don't worry. Oh, thanks. I haven't tried that yet.
So now, like, I just feel so much better. I didn't know it was that simple. Just I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Air Bear.
And that just, again, goes back to the differences between the male and female brain, because he's just like, the answer's simple. You don't worry about it. And that, like, men can quite literally shut it off.
I know.
Now I'm worried that I'm worrying about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's where I go with it. One more problem I have that I can't shut it off and you can.
I know.
All right. Enough of this. Let's move on to what the hell. Courtney, what made you go what the hell this week?
Nose hairs.
Oh.
Is that happening to you? Please.
Not to me, but.
Damn it.
Tom's got a whole bunch of nose hairs and ear hairs.
Well, I mean, a dude. I was hoping you would like reassure me and be like, it's okay, Courtney. I'm getting dark black nose hairs sticking out of my nose too.
No. So are you plucking them or do you have trimmers you just shove up there?
I'm plucking them out and it hurts. Chin hairs?
Oh, I got one of those. Every woman has one stubborn chin hair that you pluck it out, and then it's so long when you pluck it out.
It's so deep in there, like half an inch of it comes out that you didn't see.
Right.
Like, what? Mm-hmm. So I knew like chin hairs were a common thing, but now let's just add nose hairs to the mix because apparently that's what's happening to me.
Yeah. I feel like the older we get, the closer we get to menopause, the hairier things are going to get, literally and figuratively.
Yes. But what made you say what the hell?
Health and wellness trends, which I am very much into. I like trying new things. You guys know I sauna. I haven't tried cold plunging, but I get it. I read up on these things. I take my colostrum, get my steps in, count macros, focus on protein, drink the water. But it just seems like there are more and more things we're supposed to be doing on the regular. Because I was taking the colostrum and now Wonder Cow just came out with a beef liver product. So now I'm researching beef liver. I'm like, am I supposed to be taking like this supplement too? You know what I mean? I'm just, where does it end?
There is a supplement out there for everything. Like, it's maybe gotten a little out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah. All these things were like all this biohacking, the red light therapy. I mean, you could spend your whole goddamn day just trying to take care of your body.
Right.
And we have, like we discussed, 100 other tabs open and things we got to do. Like, I don't have the time and energy to do all these things.
To be taking all these supplements and doing all these things.
I also wonder, like, all these things I do now, are my kids one day going to look back on it and be like, God, mom was a freak. Remember when she'd lay down in the basement in that sauna blanket of hers and just sweat her face off? Gross. Well, I just think about when I was a kid, my mom was super into Sweating with the Oldies with Richard Simmons, those workout videos.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just brought that up. My mom had every VHS tape of Sweating It to the Oldies, and I would like do it with her.
Yes. We did too, me and my sisters. But now, like, looking back at it, I was like, that is not a good form of exercise, mom. Like, you're just like dancing. Like, you should have been lifting weights, you know, because that's what the information we have now in this day and age. And so I just wonder, some of the things that I'm doing, are my kids one day going to be like, mom was such a loser trying to do all these things when she should have been doing XYZ, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the most important thing is just that you're moving your body.
Yes.
Move that body, girl.
Shake what your mama gave you. So that's just kind of what made me go, what the hell, is there's just always something new we got to be trying or working on, and I can't do anymore. There's no more room. There's no more time.
I feel like take this like new information that you get, these new supplements or this new thing that you're supposed to be doing, take it with a grain of salt and just like pick the ones that make you feel great.
Right.
And leave the rest.
Time for, mm-hmm. for sure.
Something else, kind of on this same topic. Have you heard about people like ditching their microwaves? Like apparently microwaves are bad and we shouldn't be using microwaves anymore.
I always like was told like don't stand close to the microwave growing up, like anytime we warmed something up.
Yeah, or you're not supposed to stare at it. It'll hurt your eyes, apparently. It's what my grandma told me.
Oh.
But how do you not watch your Hot Pocket get hot and ready? Like you have to watch it. I don't know. I found an article that said microwaves can be a hot spot for bacteria, which I thought the microwaves were killing bacteria.
Yeah, that's why we had to nuke our sandwich meat like when we were pregnant so we wouldn't get listeria.
Yeah, but now they're saying they can have harmful bacteria just growing in there. According to a recent study, microwaves can harbor unexpected microbial passengers. Additionally, home microwaves may host different bacteria than those found in microwaves shared at offices or laboratories. Which, here we are again, just now something else for us all to worry about.
Are we supposed to carry our own microwaves with us?
Well, and then some might argue you shouldn't use a microwave at all and that you should heat up your food a different way. But
this one is bullshit. Like, I've heard it all. Like, I've heard that your water is killing you. It's bad. I've heard baby carrots are killing you. It's bad. Now, microwaves are bad. It's full of germ. Like, it's getting out of hand.
It really is.
Like, everyone just stop it.
I feel like this whole conversation, is just going to make anybody with anxiety more anxious, because that's where I'm getting. I'm sorry, guys. I just keep complaining and telling you more terrible things that are going to make you stay up all night.
It's like the SNL Debbie Downer skit again.
Yeah.
I can maybe lighten the mood a little bit with this next what the hell. Erin and I were working our heifers and we had to do the whole thing like branding, vaccinations and everything. And I don't know if you saw this in my stories. He kept trying to put a halter on this one calf and she kept biting him.
No.
Chomping. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I've never seen a calf bite before.
Yeah.
And it was fucking hilarious because I just sat there and laughed while he struggled. And then he kept going, oh, fuck. I just couldn't
compose myself. That is so bizarre. Was she weaned?
No.
Do you think she was trying to bite and fight or just trying to eat
him? She was trying to bite. She was trying to bite. Like, I looked over at her and she just, like, did a big old chomp down on his arm.
Oh, dear.
It was hilarious.
Oh, that is a good what the hell.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, calves bite. And then I put a little poll up on my stories and apparently people have been bitten before.
Huh.
Like it's a common thing.
I've been bitten when I'm trying to bucket train a calf, but it's not like they purposely, you know, went after my fingers or something, but.
Right. Like they're not trying to bite you.
Yeah.
They're trying to fuck.
Right. Well, you're going to have to come up with a good nickname for that one.
For sure.
She deserves the name.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving on to Farm Girl Confessions. And Courtney, I don't know if you've listened to the latest message we received in our inbox. Let's just play it and discuss.
Hey, Farm Girl from North Carolina here. Big eye and meaty toe. I was just wanting to get something off my chest. I've been buying chickens every week and adding them to our flock without my husband noticing. And I just love the podcast. I figured I'd just check in with y'all and see how you're doing and tell you that little secret about me.
Okay, that made me giggle. So, like, if you guys don't know, we have this link where you can go leave us a message, ask a question. We'll play it during this segment of the podcast. And this was the most recent one in there. Who do you think it is?
I know who it is.
Is it Jimmy Jones?
No.
Oh, I thought, isn't he from that neck of the woods? And I thought it kind of sounded like him.
Oh, yeah. I think is he from a Carolina?
I thought so.
Maybe. But no, that was my friend Andrew from Big Iron Media.
Oh, I didn't know what Big Iron Media was, so I had no idea.
He has his own podcast. It's very good. You should listen to it.
I love that he left us a message. And I'm wondering, the whole chicken thing, is his wife really just bringing more chickens into the flock slowly but surely? Because that's a very farm gal thing to do, is just sneak the animals in.
Or is he doing it?
I don't know.
I think he is. I think they just got in the chickens.
Ever purchased animals, livestock, without Aaron knowing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, chickens, yeah. Ducks. When I decided to buy ducks, I didn't tell Aaron. I just put them in. I ordered them. They came in the mail. I picked them up from the post office, and I put them in the basement and was raising them for weeks until he was like, are there ducks in our basement? I'm like, oh, yeah, about that.
I have never done anything like that, except with maybe the exception of our dogs. We got our first dog. Tom and I were young. We weren't even married yet. But he was like, no, like, we don't need a dog. And I was like, well, let's just go look at the puppies, okay? And everybody knows you don't just go look at puppies. If you're going to look at a puppy, it's coming home with you. So we went and looked, brought that puppy home. And then, well, he lived to be like 12 years old. And then just a year ago, I was like, I think we should get another puppy. You know, cash has passed. We need someone else to fill the void. The kids need a farm dog. And Tom was like, no, 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 no. And I was like, well, yeah, we're going to get this dog. So I just really gave him no choice.
Same exact scenario over here. Like, after Bobo got old and I had to put her down, like, Aaron was like, absolutely not. No other dogs. And I was like, but actually we are going to get one now.
Yeah. Because, you know, Courtney, we don't have enough tabs in our brain open that we need to add another animal or pet or something to take care of because, you know.
Right.
Why are we this way?
I also wanted to mention, if you're listening, you're a dude, this leaving the voicemail thing, that's not just for women. Like, you feel free.
Yeah.
You feel free. Like, my friend, we hung out with another couple. They've been our friends for a long time. And my friend Sean was like, is that just for women or can I leave one? And I was like, fuck yeah, you can leave a voicemail. Yeah. So I keep sending him the link every day.
Waiting.
Annoying the shit out of him. Like, leave us a voicemail.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to have female anatomy to be an okay farm girl. It is a term that encompasses anyone and everyone in agriculture who feels like us. Doesn't quite fit into a specific role or box. We're just out here trying to do the best we can. That's what makes us okay farm girls. So leave us a message. We love to hear them. They're fun to play on here. It makes it feel like more like a group setting, not just me and you. Like, I like when we get to hear from other people, ask questions, leave a dirty little secret.
Yes.
Anything. We want to hear it. We want to share it. And you can leave the message anonymously. You don't have to put any information in there.
Right.
Let's move on to what you ought to know. What I want people to know. Well, for one, so I am hosting an event with some local boutiques. We're calling it Dairy Chic because it's going to be a fashion show, but we're raising money to get dairy products into our local food pantry. So I'm super excited about it because, like, obviously the dairy farmer side of me, but you know what? I like to shop too. Like, it's combining the best of both worlds. We're creating just a fun event for our community to come to and hang out and get together, all for a good cause. But I wanted people to know that dairy foods like milk, cheese, yogurt are some of the most requested yet least available foods in food bank networks. For example, on average, families relying on food bank networks only receive 1 gallon of milk per year. Food banks and their agencies play an important part in supporting a successful food system. However, it's hard to get like dairy in the food banks because it's not like shelves. Yeah, exactly. It's not shelf stable. I don't know. I'm just hoping this event will help that because dairy is one of the most like nutrient dense and affordable foods you can have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got kids to feed, it's got 8 grams of protein, minimal fat. Yes. Like dairy is so good for you. It really is like the best bang for your buck. So I'm excited that our local community is going to kind of gather to do something about that and get some milk in the food banks.
Yes. Love that. And it's guilt-free shopping because it's for a good cause. So
exactly.
Love that. Exactly. Excuse.
Yeah. I don't know if I even want to get into this topic, but it just drives me nuts that food stamps and food banks, they'll allow you to get garbage food, but we can't figure out a way to get like milk in there. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't complain. I don't know the ins and outs of the food pantry and how food stamps should work, but I just want people to have more good access to good food.
Agreed. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be able to buy Doritos.
Yeah.
But I also see how, like, in certain areas, it's harder to get fresh food and stuff.
Yeah.
So I get that. But
yeah, depending on where you live, like, we were just in Florida for a little vacay and I was grocery shopping down there. And it is crazy how much more dairy products are down there compared to back here in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it was significantly higher, but I suppose there's not as many dairy farms local, so you have to transport stuff quite a ways. But I was like, holy moly, this much money for butter?
Woo! Our family would go bankrupt. Like, Aaron and the girls drink so much milk.
Love to hear it. I feel like the theme for today has just been our anxiety. What's that song?
Anxiety. <Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
even while all my thoughts are playing, there's still like music going on in there too. I gotta figure out how to turn at least one thing off. This is what I'm gonna do. According to AI, to help ease anxiety, you should try practicing calming techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, meditation, physical activity, and a balanced diet. Or, as Aaron says, try not worrying about
it. Just don't worry.
Just don't.
I wouldn't worry about it.
What's going to help is we're going to get off here and I'm going to clean my kitchen and get my environment organized. And then I'm going to sit down with some pen and paper, organize my thoughts, go for a little stroll, soak up some vitamin D. I'm going to feel a lot better.
You know what's funny that I just remembered is I was feeling super overwhelmed one night and it was like 10 o'clock at night. So I made a flow chart.
What? A flow chart of what? Your thoughts?
I made a flow chart of what it is that I do for like a living.
Yeah.
And it says at the top, what the fuck do you do? And then legit, like it has each tab.
And there's a lot of things.
Each tab that's open. Like I only focused on work and I didn't include all the other tabs that are open. But I don't know why I did this at 10 o'clock at night.
Did it help you feel better, though? Like feel like, hey, I do have a lot on my plate. This anxiety is maybe warranted. It's okay to feel overwhelmed because look at all this shit I'm doing.
Yeah, it was just literal, like, you know, that GIF. Or the GIF where the person's got numbers and like mathematics. Yeah. Like, that's how I felt. And I was like, I put it in a flow chart and I was like, okay, I can go to bed now.
Yeah. I think that's what I need to do is just go write some of these thoughts down. Maybe tell myself, like, hey, bitch, you do a good job. Yes.
Put it on like, paper, look at it, and leave it.
Yeah. Look at, like, almost like writing a letter to yourself. You know how they say, like, you're mad at someone, write a letter, but don't give it to them? Just write yourself a little note, a little letter, and then you'll feel better. Get it out on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't work, drink alcohol.
Or coffee.
Yeah. Or coffee.
And then it will make it worse.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have some temporary relief there for a second or two.
Right.
All right, guys. Thanks for hanging with us. Next week, we'll be less frazzled.
Yeah. We'll be in a different headspace.
Yep. Courtney, go have a day.
You have a day.
Okay. I'm going to try. Okay. Bye. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us today.
If you had as much fun as we did, would you do us a favor and share this episode with a friend?
Speaking of friends, can we all be friends over on the Instagram? You can find me at @modfarmchick.
And me at Mrs. Green Pastures Cattle.
See you next week, guys.